Alison Curry, I wonder, do you think that the actions of Ian Paisley in latter years in any way makes up for some of what he was involved with in some of his earlier days? I mean, he was vehemently opposed to the civil rights movement. You were one of the leading lights of that back in the 1960s. Compromise certainly wasn't in his vocabulary at that time.
Well, certainly, and they were a very close family, and I wish to express my sincere sympathy to the family. I am reluctant to speak ill of the dead, but I have to say that the comments in relation to Ian Paisley since his death have once again illustrated a rewriting of Irish history which has been going on for some time. I knew Ian Paisley very well. He and I were members of the 69 Stormont Parliament. There were only 52 of us, so we got to know each other very well. And in the mid-60s, I described Paisley as a bigoted hangover from the 17th century. I believed that then. I have had little reason to change my mind, despite the most recent almost deathbed conversion. But Paisley was one who attacked your religion. He talked about Catholics breeding like rabbits and multiplying like vermin. He attacked the leadership of the not only the Catholic Church but the Protestant churches. The worst word in his belly, if the words hate crime had been valid at that particular time, there's no doubt that Paisley would have been guilty of hate crime.
You also, Austin, can I just ask you, you also said in a statement you released over the weekend, let me just quote it for the benefit of people who might not have seen it, you said, Paisley and the Provost share major responsibility for the outbreak, intensity and duration of the Troubles. It's difficult to separate their degrees of responsibility. Is that absolutely fair?
Yes, I think it is. And the reaction of certain leading provosts who have talked about their love for Paisley indicates that they saw that they were involved in parallel activity. I'm reminded and have been reminded of Daithí O'Connell, who was the former IRA Chief of Staff. And at a time when leading members of the SDL LP were described as legitimate targets, he was asked whether Paisley should be shot, and he said no, because he was worth dozens of recruiting sergeants for the Republican movement. On the political front, I had two major disappointments with him. One, those of us who were involved at the start of the civil rights movement believed that we could attract Protestant support because working-class Protestants were in much the same position as working-class Catholics.
Okay.
The fact that Paisley came out against that ruined that possibility of winning over that support. And then, of course, the power-sharing executive, which he, along with the IRA, was responsible for bringing down. He didn't seem to realise that what he brought down in 1974 was almost exactly the same thing that he was later to support as chief executive.
Okay, Austin Curry, thank you. Lord Alderdice, you're nodding your head in.